I am. Thank you. Let us stand, please.
Amen.
Turn with me to the book of First Chronicles, chapter 16. First Chronicles, chapter 16. We commence reading from verse 7 through 12. If you are there, say amen. First Chronicles, chapter 16. We're going to start from verse 7 through 12. 16:16. David's son of kings. That day David first committed to Asaph and his associates this son of kings to the Lord. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell all of his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Lord, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. Let us pray. Father God, speak through us this hour. We are weak, but you are strong. Let your Holy Spirit fill in this place. Father God, if you don't speak, your servant will not be able to speak. Touch somebody right now. God the Father, the Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning, Chronicles 16, verse 7 through 12. To our dear pastor, Reverend Armstrong, and my Pope guest, Reverend Monet Duo, to the chairman emeritus of Shadow Baptist Church, hey, Deacon Ole Green, and my own friend, the chairman of the Deacon Board, and to all my deacons, all of you who are my friends, the chairman of the Deacon Board, and all the deaconesses, and our congregation, we bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For those of you that are worshiping with us for the first time, we say, welcome to Shadow Baptist Church. And to my special guests from Liberia that are here this morning, six of them came with the president for the United Nations Conference, Rosemary Towers, Secretary General of the WAR, Dara C.A., we want to say welcome. Welcome to Shiloh. These are the women that are advocating for women's rights in the world. So they are here worshiping with us along with Reverend Duo. Amen. We stand here this time to say a big thank you to our own pastor and brother for giving us the opportunity to stand behind God's pulpit to say, thus said the Lord. We say thank you, Reverend Ashton, and may God continue to bless you. Because some of the Baptist ministers, they don't allow you to go in their pulpit. But thank you that your pulpit, that God's pulpit, is open to God's children. Don't keep quiet. Tell it. It sounds like Reverend Duo, right? After celebrating the 15th anniversary of a great man, a great leader, visionary, teacher, preacher, husband, father, and a man of God, I stopped by this morning at the Shadow Baptist Church, Trenton, New Jersey, March 22nd, 2015, to call upon God's children to continue to celebrate this man of God. Every day, hour, and minute, as we communicate with our master, the chief driver of our lives, that God will continue to guide his footsteps through this Lent season and above. Based upon research conducted, Lent is traditionally described as lasting for 40 days in commemoration of the 40 days which, according to the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus spent before beginning his public ministry, fasting in the desert where he endured temptation by the devil. It begins on Ash Wednesday. My beloved, we must keep our pastor lifted in prayers, simply because of the challenges ahead of him as the shepherd of this house of Zion. Jesus had his share. The Bible says, everywhere he went, he was doing good. I'm told that he healed the brokenhearted. He raised the dead. Yes, I'm told on Palm Sunday, oh, there were praises. I heard it through the eyes. I said, see, Hosanna, Hosanna. Yah is the Son of God. There were praises because their aims were accomplished. People were getting healed. People were praising him. But my beloved, the same people that said, Hosanna, Hosanna. Oh, I learned that after a few days, those same people said, crucify him. Crucify him. Well, I don't want to say that we're going to say crucify Armstrong. But my beloved pastor, oh yes, we have to keep you impressed because today we are saying we love you, we love Reverend Ashton, but tomorrow, those of us, some of us who are seeing, we love you. Tomorrow, we're going to try to dig hole to put you in. So I come by this hour to tell you that the same challenges that Jesus went through, you're going to go through it. Now the children of God say amen. Don't keep quiet. Tell him. I went to one of my Liberian funeral, and a pastor came to me and said, Reverend Duo, don't make no noise in this church. And I said, where have been? Who are you talking to? Hello? Who are you talking to? Please do not crush my spirit because you don't know my story. You don't know why I I said, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to shut it up as long as I live. As long. I'm going to shout. Whether it's in a Catholic church, I'm going to shout and turn it over because Jesus is my all in all. Amen. You can just study the historical setting of Chronicles. I'm not going to go into that. Don't keep quiet. Tell it. Now I hear the people say, tell it. So tell it. According to our text, I'm told that David committed Asaph and his associates with this sign of thanks to the Lord. He said, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name. He said, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him. Tell of his wonderful acts. Therefore, we are reminded in verse 12 that says, remember the wonders he has done. His miracles and the judgments he pronounced. As human, we forget where he brought us from. The song says, Lord, remind us. We are human. And as human, we forget. So Lord, remind us. Remind us, dear Lord. Why we should not keep quiet, but tell it. I want to draw our attention to four reasons why we should not keep quiet. Oh God, be the glory. Oh God, be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. With his blood he has saved me. With his spark, he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Don't keep quiet. Tell it. What God has done. The song says, what the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. Oh yes, what the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. Yes. Where he took me from, 12, 13 years ago, to bring me here, to be alive. I can't keep quiet. I don't know where he took you from. But I know where he took me from. So I cannot keep quiet. Look at you. Look at you now. Just think about your God. Are you sitting in the same seats behind the cars that you are riding? Huh? Think. Where he took you from? But one thing I know, that God took me to bed last night, and he woke me up this morning with a sermon. Not all, but this man, Jesus, the Son of God, died on the cross for my sin, for your sin. And on the third day, what? He rose again. He died on the cross for me. No one who has done it, but Jesus did. So go. You have a commitment. Say, go. Tell others how he brought you through. How you made it over. I said, how he brought you through. And how you made it over. In Liberia, when the choir in Fania Baptist Church, when they're coming up, you hear them singing, step by step. We make this journey. Even though our way seems dark, but Lord, step by step, we will make it. We make this journey, but we must put our trust in the Lord. Church, we come this far by faith as a leaning on the Lord. Trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. Oh, I said, he never failed me yet. Oh, he can turn it around, my beloved. We've come this far by faith. Just leaning on the Lord. Showing God's glory to others by counting your blessings. Are you counting your blessings? Or are you still complaining? Are you counting your blessings? 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Counting my blessings through praise. Oh, I'm counting my blessing by running around this edifice. I'm counting my blessings for what the Lord has done for me. Oh, my beloved, you may not know what this woman has been going through. When I left and went to Liberia, 2013, November 3rd, on my 29th anniversary, was my little sister's shower night. I went for that wedding. And I tell you, November 3rd, her shower night, right after her shower, she was involved in the accident. I said, in the accident, broken up. Went to the hospital, there was no doctor, there was no medication, it was so deplorable, you just couldn't believe it. This child could not walk. And I said to God, I said, Lord, you will not bring me to Liberia and make me to bury my sister. I took her at the age of 3, that's my daughter. I said, Lord, I said, are you going to turn it around? And God turned it around. And I said to her, you are going to be in a wheelchair and get married. You will be the first person to get married in a wheelchair in Liberia. You are going to get married. Because I know that God will put you back on your feet. Oh, yes. And we walk. I said, my husband and I, with a wheelchair, my sister, we roll her to the altar to get married. Today, here she is, she can walk. Here she is, she can walk. She's not crippled. God turned it around. God turned it around. I have something to praise God for. Oh, my husband said, can't you see, even when I take my daughter who is a nurse, she will not even be able to come around me. But thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you! Yes! Count your blessing. Tell others the goodness of God. God is a good God. God is a good God. So, finally, just offer your gifts of self, time, and resources to God. Your life will truly show if you are thankful to God. My beloved, praise Him. Serve Him. Serve Him. Don't be quiet. Even if you are drowning, you are drowning in the river, don't be quiet. Even when you try to climb the mountain, and that mountain is so high, don't be quiet. Praise Him. Even when you are armed, you are sick, dead, and the doctor has said that you are not going to make it. I come back and say, don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. I believe, and it says verse 11, that when the Houston heart, when she read Chronicles, that says, look to the Lord and His strength. See His face always. Oh, my beloved, I believe Winnet read that when she said, as I lay down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darken my sun. After all that I have been through, yes, who on earth can I turn to? Oh, I look to you. I look to you. After all, my strength is gone in you. I can be strong. Oh, I look to you. I will not keep quiet. I will not keep quiet. I'm only going to keep quiet when He says, Reverend Duo, it's time for you to come home. When I'm dead, even when I'm dead, and I'm in the casket, and as the choir singing, and the casket begin to sing around, do not run. And it's very true that dancing in that casket. It will be very true to not run. And that why very true. Come and close with this song. In the African language, I say, today, oh, I will lift all my voice in prayer. Today, oh, I will lift all my voice in praise. Oh, I know. You are always there for me. Yes! Almighty God! Almighty! You are my all in all! No matter what they say! No matter what comes my way! I will praise! Just sing it one more time. I can't sing. Today, oh, I will. Today, I will lift up my voice in praise! Hello. Oh, yes. All I know, you are all in all. No matter what comes your way, my beloved, you may be sitting here this hour and counting your still pressing. On your stage, they are pressing. If you don't have your pressing, when people try to bring you down, you pressing. Oh, God is good. Pressing, 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 pressing. Hallelujah. Hey. Woo.
Come on, somebody put your hands together and give the Lord a praise offering. Everybody standing to their feet.